This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If there is a crucial need, markets will provide. Not always, and not in the case of critical nutrients needed to help premature babies. Turns out America is facing a bizarre shortage of medical-grade basic nutrients such as phosphorus and zinc. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette did some reporting on this recently. Neonatal intensive care units scavenging for the stuff to keep preemies alive, sometimes taking from adult patients elsewhere in the hospital. One of the big companies that processes the nutrients shut down after inspectors called for improvements at the factory. Jay Murtalo is a professor of clinical pharmacy at Ohio State who follows this. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
So these minerals, these nutrients, are crucial stuff?
Oh, yes, especially in individuals that can't take nourishment by mouth or normal means. The only way we can provide it is intravenously.
And some neonatal wards have been left essentially scrambling for the stuff?
Oh, yes. Our National Society for Parenteral and Enteral Nutrition gets frequent calls from clinicians that work in the intensive care units and children's hospitals trying to find if there's anyone that we know from our membership that might have supplies that can share them or how they might be able to get supplies in different areas.
I was reading that some of the origin of the problem has to do with contamination turning up at a factory during an inspection. So they closed the factory and they didn't want to reopen the factory. It wasn't really cost effective.
Is more complex than just making pills or tablets. It's quite expensive to keep these lines up and running. The quality control is very sophisticated. It's difficult to get raw material supply of a pharmaceutical grade, and there's not a lot of manufacturers that make it. If one of them has a production line problem, then the other one doesn't really have enough capacity to increase to avoid a shortage from occurring.
The Europeans are apparently shaking their heads about the U.S. letting this get away from us. Is there something that Washington regulators might do to bring some order to this market?
We've been trying to work with the FDA and our regulators to see if when we do have problems with production from U.S. firms, if there's an ability to import from European firms. But that's something that takes a while to determine since we've had our own process working with our own plants. And the European markets and other markets haven't really developed the same way we have for our safety and measures. And the FDA rightly has, I think, help develop the safest pharmaceutical supply system in the world, and we've got to make sure that we can still maintain that even though we're struggling with these individual products.
Ohio State Professor Jay Murtalo is also past president of the American Society for Parenteral and Enteral Nutrition. Professor, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is a case of the economy not allocating resources to a pressing need. Can you think of other examples of notable market failures? You can Facebook us at APM Marketplace. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.